WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 1% of Bryan School District voters turned out during the 2 weeks of early voting on whether or not to increase the property tax for maintenance and operations by 2 cents to access $3 million in state money. On our show, School Board Vice President Mark McCall was asked if voters say no.
We've had some issues that we know we need to address, and so within special ed, there are some state increases. TRS, the teacher retirement system, requires more.
After 368 of more than 49,000 registered voters participated in early voting, tomorrow's general election voting sites are the Brazos Center, Arena Hall, and the Brazos County Administration Building. The city of Bryan is still working on getting private utilities to move overhead lines at the sites of street projects. Public Works Director Jason Barfnack provided an update on our show about negotiations with Frontier Communications, the former Verizon, and Suddenlink, whose corporate owner is France-based Altice.
One of those projects is St. Joseph's improvements around 29th and Villa Maria. We still have some poles there with wires on them. BTU has moved their facilities. We need to get those poles out of the way so that we can then open the road and complete that project. But we have those utilities on those poles, and until they relocate into the conduits, then we can't move those poles.
Dr. Barfnack says the overhead lines have to move underground because the city does not have the right of way to relocate utility poles. The annual Celebrate the Arts fundraiser for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley exceeded all expectations.
$170,000 in that night, which is amazing.
CEO Chris Dyer says their fundraisers are combined with contributions from local governments to fund local arts programs in the Brazos Valley.
And the cities have really stepped up for the past couple of years. So this year we're going to be able to award well over $400,000 directly to arts, culture, and heritage organizations in Bryan College Station. And also we do a Navasota program, and it's just really exciting.
Dyer says most importantly, more than $20,000 was raised again for college arts scholarships. The U.S. House has passed its version of the 2018 federal budget. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan hopes Republican leadership in the Senate can follow suit.
More of a near-term feature of the budget is that it has what we call reconciliation instructions to allow us to pass tax reform in the Senate with just 51 votes. Again, having to wire around those stupid 1800s era filibuster rules in the Senate. So those reconciliation instructions become the rail car that we'll put tax reform on in order to be able to get it through the House and the Senate.
Flores, during his weekly Washington update on our show, hopes the legislation will be approved by the end of the year that balances the federal budget in 10 years, along with reforming the federal tax code. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on BCRBCS.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, BCRBCS.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos Counties, or online at WCTractor.com.
Good morning, 8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
We have high pressure overhead with lots of warm weather, but cooler temperatures are headed towards the region. Sunshine in 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clouds tonight, maybe a brief shower as a cold front heads our way. 60 to 65 overnight. Clearing, breezy, and a lot cooler tomorrow. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60. We'll have sunshine Wednesday, and it's warmer. Wednesday afternoon, the highs are up closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But they did update our weather. Again, while they made tomorrow's high now 76 instead of like 70 or so, we'll have north winds both Tuesday and Wednesday. So that should make it
cooler.
Nice. Yep, and then up to 87 on Thursday, and again, we're near 90 by Friday. Twitter users came to the aid of the National Weather Service last week after they spotted what they thought was a 70-mile-wide swarm of birds on its Doppler radar.
Whoa.
Over the Denver area.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I saw a picture of that.
That's cool. Mashable.com says the Weather Service couldn't identify the specific animal that was mucking up the bird's eye view of what was going on, so they asked their Twitter followers for help. Zach, you know what it was?
No.
It was a swarm of butterflies.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Monarchs?
Painted lady butterflies, to be exact. Weather Service tweeted a correction, noted that the butterflies are rarely seen on their radar. The BBC says migrating painted lady butterflies had descended in clouds on the Denver area in recent weeks. Why is the BBC reporting that? This is U.S. America we're talking about.
Because they care about butterflies over in
America. I guess so. The species is usually mistaken for monarch butterflies and are found across the continental U.S. They travel to northern Mexico and to the U.S. southwest during colder months and following the known wind pattern.
The painted lady has a little bit more brown and is smaller than the monarch.
So there's your butterfly update.
By the way, I know that we've talked about monarchs before. Chelsea did a story on them a while back. Sometimes there's so many that land on trees in their migration that they break the branches.
Oh, wow.
Because there's so many monarch butterflies.
That takes a lot of butterflies.
It does.
Because they don't weigh very much. Nope. Okay. So now the juice is on the loose, of course.
Yep.
Right.
And but he's already got his hustle on. TMZ reports a feature showing OJ signing autographs at the Las Vegas Hotel last Tuesday. Putting his John Hancock on anything from USC helmets to Buffalo Bills memorabilia. What you might not remember is that, well, he owes the family of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million.
Yeah, so he needs to make a little money.
Just has to fork over any cash that he makes. If he refuses, it's a violation of federal tax laws. He could be sent right back to prison.
Wow.
So we'll see how that works.
And if I'm not mistaken, he was making money while he was in jail, too.
Well,
I mean, he was
probably was.
Getting some cash coming in.
Probably was. Hello? 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 Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Maybe BBC stands for Big Broad Colorado.
It could be. I think it's the British Broadcasting Company, but I'm not sure. New mommies and daddies have yet another thing to worry about. Toys R Us has recalled 30,000 infant wiggle balls.
Oh, man.
Don't know what those are, but I guess people would know. CNBC reports they have been four incidents where pieces of the product have broken off in kids' mouths. Well, that's not good.
Wiggle balls are the ones that they have, like, different corners, I guess, that are on them. So whenever they, I don't know, they move.
You don't want them to break out.
No,
break off,
no, you
that's
don't.
For sure.
No, you don't.
Anyway, they were sold June of 2016 through January of 2017. Owners can return them for a full refund. Yeah, because you might want
$8.99.
Okay.
So.
Now, speaking of things you don't want to be putting in your mouth, how about the new McDonald's McVegan?
Ew.
That's being shown, they're showing it to folks in Finland. They're offering the burger.
It's not
your all-American beef patty.
No. See, vegans don't want to eat McDonald's, even if they're offering vegan options.
Yeah. It's a soy burger topped with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, ketchup, and mustard. Company rep says fries in that country are already vegan.
Okay.
And the new taste sensation is available through November the 21st, so rush on over to get
it. It actually doesn't look that bad,
well,
but
course.
Again, it's the pictures.
Excuse me. What restaurant
shows
you pictures of food where you go, I don't want to eat there. That's no good.
Ew.
Yeah. Except if you go to those restaurants where they have the pictures in the window and they've been sun-faded because they've been there for a while.
Yeah. Then you worry a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. So sources in the New York real estate market say the building where Barack Obama purchased an apartment is haunted.
Ooh.
Yeah, just saying. See how all that works out.
Is there any story behind the haunting, or they just say it's
just
haunted?
Just saying it's haunted. I guess that's maybe help you know, sell it. But I was talking about real estate. James Woods, you know him, the actor?
Yes.
Apparently didn't listen to his real estate agent when the guy read him the listing for his $1.7 million home in Rhode Island. It's a lake house. The Chicago Tribune writes the agent, named Alan Gammons, said Friday that Woods is 70 years old and now wants to relax and spend more time on passions including photography, antiquing, and poker, so he's retiring from the entertainment industry. Well, Mr. Woods, who already owns four homes in Rhode Island, apparently was not paying attention, didn't
notice.
That's
like half of Rhode Island.
Yeah, you're right.
It really is.
He didn't notice the retire comment until it was included in the listing. So, of course, he had to post, "My career is not going to end," in a real estate announcement, according to the Washington Post. So,
yeah.
Agent probably trying to just jack up the market.
By the way, James Woods, a very active Twitter.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
I follow him on Twitter.
Interesting.
He's very conservative in his leanings, too. It might be kind of surprising.
And pretty bright fellow, I think.
Yeah, he went to MIT.
Okay.
One of the right. Ivy Leagues, maybe.
There you go. Josh Gad, you know who he is? Josh Gad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Josh Gad doesn't stop playing his signature role in Frozen once he's out of the voice booth. The real-life Olaf, this is pretty cool, calls children who are very sick to try and cheer them up.
That is cool.
He said, "That is part of my job of being the voice of Olaf, is to do that all the time."
Now, that is really cool.
Yeah. He's got two daughters and says that, you know, he admits that he gets choked up when he's talking to the little ones about how life is so fleeting. So Bruce Springsteen, the boss, is after a Tony Award. The New York Times says that since his Springsteen on Broadway show is the exact same material every night, he could get nominated this year. But as it happens, there are 850 Tony voters, and in order for him to be nominated, they have to be able to see the show for free. That's going to be a trouble because the entire run is sold out.
Oh.
Oh, really?
The rules say the Tony voters have to get in no later than 16 weeks after the show opens. The show is in previews now, with opening night set for October the 12th. The 16-week deadline is right around when Springsteen on Broadway is scheduled to close, Feb 3, so it could get tricky. Meanwhile, Bruce may be after the EGOT status, of course. You know, he already has the Oscar for Street of Philadelphia, Song in the Movie Philadelphia, along with a mantle full of Grammys. Getting a Tony would mean all he would need then is an Emmy to be able to get that EGOT.
So he's got to be on a TV show somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Well, that's again, he's worth like what, $400
million. Yeah, like the boss
needs
more than
yeah, he would be needing that. So the debut of the sci-fi film Blade Runner 2049 did not do as well as expected in the opening weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I happened to see Clip Howard on Saturday night. I asked him how it was. He said, "It's 2.5 hours of my life I'll never get back."
No.
He said it was awful.
Chip asked me. He brought it up, and I said, "No, I hadn't seen it yet." And he said, "Yeah, I was very disappointed."
Yep. It did like $31 million. And then The Mountain Between Us, that also debuted over the weekend. It only did $10 million. The Blade Runner 2049, interesting, because, again, 2.5 hours.
Ooh, yeah.
But it was developed and co-financed by Alcon Entertainment, which you don't know. It's an independent company that is backed by FedEx Corporation.
Really?
So FedEx, this is kind of a side game.
Yeah.
This is FedEx's side hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't Uber, they do movies.
Yeah, they don't do that. They produce movies. Anyway, this one has not gone well. So as a result, don't know that they'll do that again. Fred Smith, who's the chief executive officer of FedEx, said, They did Blindside. Okay.
Okay. That was a good one.
Yep. But they also did the failed remake of Point Break. So they're batting about 333. Okay. Those two. Not
I mean,
working.
You got to get Ridley Scott in there. Even though the cast, I mean, you got Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
You got Harrison Ford.
Sure.
I mean, the cast was great.
They just said there was no action. I mean, there were opulent scenes, and you know the sets are great. There's a lot of
CGI.
CGI stuff. But if you saw the original, which is a very dark movie, and a very good movie, really, from a long time ago, Go, you know, go rent that or find it on Netflix or something like that. Did I say rent that?
Don't rent it.
Go to Netflix.
Rent.
Yeah,
so
I know
funny.
How quaint. Very quaint. 819. Okay, here we go. The Oxford English Dictionary has 171,000 words in the English language, but they don't have a word for everything. But in other countries and other languages, they do. For instance, the Norwegians have the word utepils.
Utepils.
Which means outside beer. If you enjoy a drink outside.
Oh, I love outdoor bevies.
See, so that's it. So it's utepils.
Utepils.
So lay that on your friends the next time, Chelsea.
Okay.
Let's do utepils.
Let's go utepilsing.
Huh? Do what now? Okay. Then there's sobremesa. This is a Spanish word that means over the table. It's when you sit and talk after the meal is over, like in a restaurant or something.
Okay.
Ingili, in parts of India, that's a term for food that somebody's already taken a bite out of. Ingili. Okay. Shamoshi Chama.
Uh-huh.
That's from Georgia, the country, not the state.
Oh, I was... Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
It's a word for when you're full, but you keep eating anyway.
Oh, all the time.
All right, here's the other thing that the Georgians have, is they have a word for day after tomorrow. They just say zeg.
Oh, zeg. Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
That's a good one.
That's easy, yeah.
Kummerspecht.
Kummerspecht.
German, a word that literally means grief bacon. It's when you overeat because you're sad about something.
Oh, like, okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Emotional
grief
eating.
Sure. Bacon, okay.
Yeah. Kasarichanit. This is Finnish. It means when you get drunk at home alone in your underwear because you're not planning on going out.
Yeah. Every Friday night.
I think that's called alcoholism.
Palenti. Palenti. This is not polenta. It's palenti in Ghana. It's a word for when you bite something that is really hot and you have to move it around in your mouth so it doesn't burn your mouth.
Now that is a good word.
Yeah. And then tartle. This is a Scottish word for when you introduce somebody, but you hesitate because you can't remember their name.
Oh, that's the word. Tartle.
I'm surprised Mr. Hicks hasn't dropped that on us
yet. Yeah, do the tartle thing?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, we've gotten a few text messages, from Area Man himself.
Oh, wow.
Who says that it was an excellent movie, the feel-good movie of the year.
Oh, well, there. He and Mr. Howard can have that discussion.
They can argue that one out. Yep.
By the way, Chelsea, I know you were going to already watch tonight.
Of course.
But just so you know, for fans who have been watching and rewatching that teaser trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah, man, so many times I can't even count.
Finally, the official trailer tonight during Monday Night Football on ESPN. This would be...
they're tricking people into watching it.
This wouldn't be the first time that a Star Wars trailer has debuted on Monday Night Football. Back in October of 2015, the trailer for The Force Awakens premiered during the Giants-Philadelphia Eagles Monday Night game. So you'll be able to watch that tonight.
Luke is back, baby.
That's it. Speaking of which, Chelsea, we haven't asked and you haven't volunteered. So
right.
How's the fantasy football thing going?
No, oh, I lost this week.
Oh, okay.
I lost this
already?
Week. I'm 1-4. Yes, already. I don't have anyone playing tonight.
Oh.
This weekend I lost. Yeah.
So I mean, have you won a weekend or has it been?
Yes, I'm 1-4. I'm 1-4. So I won 2 weekends ago.
All right.
I did a lot of moving around this weekend because I had some buys I had to work around.
Sure.
Who really screwed me over? I'm trying to think who had a really bad.
Evan Ingram for me.
Oh my gosh, no, I think it. Yeah, I'll have to look, but I had a couple of people just really underperform this weekend. So
are you going to tweet them? Just
tweet at them.
Really, really don't care. Enough.
Evan Ingram. He's got every other receiver on the Giants is out, and he got no catches yesterday.
I was thinking that very thing.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Sterling Shepard all went down with injuries, and Eli can't find his tight end.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
See, there you go.
So, Evan Ingram, and then
I really thought playing would make me more interested in the NFL. It hasn't.
No, okay.
No,
yeah,
it
I
hasn't.
Got you. Yeah, I understand. It's 8:23. Zach, I was reminded when I heard you say this today. Of course, this weekend is Texas and OU.
Correct.
And it used to be called the Red River
Shootout.
It's not called that anymore.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, you mentioned tonight. Today the pro game was a shootout. We can't do that.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. It's called the Red River Rivalry.
Yep. Now, really?
It is now called the Red River Rivalry.
It's a Red River Rivalry.
That'll be perfect.
Hey, this will be a interesting weekend for that. You know,
yes,
with OU losing and Texas.
It's always a good
sticking
game.
Sticking around. It's always a good game, no matter what the rankings are.
Yeah. No, those people.
Hey,
no.
did you see Iowa State spear the OU logo with their flag? Take that, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I did. It was not a good day in Norman, Oklahoma.
No, it was not.
I can't imagine. Well, I hadn't seen the game, and I heard they lost. I thought, okay, well, fine, they were in Ames, and then when somebody told me it was in Norman, I'm going,
that was bad. And by the way, the quarterback was what, their linebacker the week before?
Well, I told you.
He had moved over to linebacker.
Well, remember,
and now
I told you that. He was their quarterback last year.
Right,
and he
right.
moved to linebacker, and he comes in to play us. Very strange stuff.
Do we have any time?
Are we about to
go to a break?
Yeah, no,
all right. So you know I mentioned Michelle Beadle earlier.
Yes.
Yes.
So here's the clip from ESPN. Again, they're talking about Cam Newton, right?
Okay.
Right. So
okay.
they're talking about, and Michelle Beadle is taking the side of the reporter because she's saying, look, you can't say things like that. But somehow, some way, it started getting in the weeds.
Okay. Here's the issue, though. A lot of people heard what he said, and a lot of people saw zero wrong with it. And it's not even a defense thing. It's just a, oh, get over it. It's not that big a deal. Again, not to stereotype, but I hear a lot from white men on these topics. You guys have a lot to say about how black people should feel, about how women should feel. I got to be honest with you guys. Shut up and listen for 5 minutes. Like, you will never know what I've been through, what he's been through, what anybody's been. Just listen. God forbid you learn something. Are you?
So.
Wow.
I'm still trying to figure out how the two are relevant. Like, I would understand that if Cam Newton, like somebody had said something bad about Cam Newton. But I'm still baffled by that.
She wears a very strange pair of glasses. I mean, the prism that she sees things through is different than a whole lot
because,
of people.
You know, Cam Newton is a black man.
Yes, he
and
is.
And the reporter
yes.
was a white woman. Yeah. And I don't know where white men are coming into this, but
no.
apparently.
Yeah, what, interesting.
And, well, it's a good thing, of course, that ESPN's audience isn't already is already cratered. Yeah, so I'm sure. I don't know what they think they can garner from that, but that's fine. That's the problem, though, if you have someone like that who ends up being, maybe she's not capable on that level, but you know what? She's got to keep the gig.
By the way, if you want to talk about privilege, Michelle Beadle's daddy was an exec for Valero and got her a job with the Spurs initially, and then she has worked her way up from there. I'm not saying she's bad at her job.
Is she a Texas girl?
Yeah. She's from Bernie.
Wow,
she's from Bernie.
Is that right? Wow.
But, you know, I don't understand how that came from out of nowhere, out of left field. But
very interesting.
Maybe she'll expand on that at some time in the future. New York State man is lucky to be alive after skateboarding his vehicle. Sure, we all do that. 21-year-old Chris Morallo says that his car died. In Corning, New York, he's on the Bailey Creek Road, decided to coast down the hill with the driver's side door open while hanging one leg inside the vehicle. Okay? He's on a skateboard. The incident was caught on helmet cam video, so it's out there. In the clip, Chris picks up speed while heading down the road, unfortunately slams into a tree, which throws him from the car, and he's not seriously hurt. Oh, but his beer spilled all over the road.
No, dang it.
Yeah, police haven't pressed charges yet. They just figure he's lucky to still be alive. Yeah.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. As the nation continues to come to grips with last Sunday night's massacre in Las Vegas, businesses and tourism leaders in Nevada are also assessing the possible long-term effects on the casino city. Leisure and hospitality account for nearly a third of regional employment, compared with a national average of about 11%. The experience of other cities that have dealt with mass shootings or terrorist attacks indicates there is likely to be some short-term fall in visitation. Orlando saw some declines in hotel occupancy in the months after the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting. though its overall visitation numbers last year were still higher than 2015. Facebook says it will start manually reviewing ads that target certain groups and deal with politics, religion, and other social issues. The company has informed advertisers about the new human review requirement and has told ad posters there might be delays before their ads can appear on the social media platform. Facebook has had to apologize amid recent revaluations of rampant abuse of its processes. That's your money now.
I have some auditing and forecasting for you two robo-accountants. Can you have it done Friday?
We never sleep, Mike.
Or take breaks, or sick days.
It's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
So then you'll have it done Wednesday.
No, Friday.
We need a couple of days to get in the zone.
Friday.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
To help explain how fast it is to make Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, here are a few things you'll never need again. One, a potato peeler. What is this, the Navy? Two, Grandma's recipe. She's gonna be so mad. Three, patience. What's that? Because Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes are made with whole milk, real butter, and are ready in just 6 minutes. For rich, homemade taste for the whole family, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm fresh goodness, full of flavor.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
If you're one of the few still using any version of Kaspersky security software, here's yet another reason to get it off your computer today. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. When it first arrived on the scene, Kaspersky, a Russian-based company, quickly became a major player in security and antivirus software. Governments, the U.S. military, and large corporations trusted the software to protect them. Then came the election and Russian hacking. And now this. The Wall Street Journal reports that hackers working for the Russian government stole a large collection of highly classified software tools from the computer system of a national security agency contractor. This theft will help Russia evade NSA surveillance and more easily infiltrate American networks. Of course, the firm was running Kaspersky software. Let this serve as a clear warning. Relying on Kaspersky software is dangerous. Remove it today. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television?
This is so cool because you're so nice.
Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing.
I have been following you for years, and you've made me pretty much a genius.
But Kim's Club is so much more. You also get security and data breach alerts, priority calling into the Kim Commando Show.
My favorite digital goddess. I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
And Kim's Club offers discounts for everyone over 50, former and current military, and all service personnel. It's never been more affordable to be a Kim's Club member. So, stay up to date the easy and fun way. Because these days, you can't know too much about technology.
And it's like you're our friend on the radio, and I just think it's awesome.
Go now to club.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Wildly successful was one description of last month's Celebrate the Arts fundraiser for the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
We had right at 600 people attend this year. That's a significant bump from the past. Our live auctions did amazing, but most importantly, we raised over $20,000 again for college arts scholarships.
Arts Council CEO Chris Dyer says overall the annual event generated $170,000 for arts programs in the Brazos Valley.
That can be anything from our Reflections program, our Art for Life program, our Artist Connect program where we're in the schools. And we use some for operations as well because, frankly, that's how we get things done. Mm-hmm.
Combining their fundraisers with donations from local governments, Dyer says the Art Council will be distributing more than $400,000 to member agencies. Over 2 weeks of early voting in the Bryan School District special election, turnout was less than 1%, 368 out of more than 49,000 registered voters. If voters say no to raising the property tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents, School Board Vice President Mark McCall says they leave behind $3 million in state funding.
We've committed as a board that we will, if we need to, dip into our rainy day fund and bring it in. But again, we'll have to continue to look at ways to cut.
McCall on our show says he wants BISD to maintain a strong, balanced budget to continue the district's new teacher incentive pay program.
Bring them up to equity and go beyond. It's an incentive type program. Investing in our principals, making sure we have strong campus leadership in place to maintain a strong teacher growth.
Tomorrow's Election Day voting locations are at the Brazos Center, the Brazos County Administration Building, and at Arena Hall. Three awards were presented at a recent small business forum in Bryan, sponsored by Governor Abbott's office and other state and local agencies. The governor's office presented the Small Employer of the Year award to Scamardo Produce and its retail store, The Farm Patch. And a small business award went to CC Creations. The Research Valley Business Development Center presented its Dream to a Reality award to Bob England. Two private utilities in the city of Bryan are still involved in figuring out who will pay for moving overhead lines underground at the sites of several street projects, including the area of 29th and Villa Maria by the CHI St. Joseph campus.
Suddenlink is involved, but they seem to be more cooperative than Frontier is right now. Okay. So we had some communication last week. I think there's some discussions about an agreement to be done, and then we still haven't worked out on who's paying for what. Right now, we're paying to put the conduits in. We have on the St. Joseph job, and we are for the Villa Maria job, just because we needed to move that project down the road and get it advanced and moving it along because the street was coming. So contractors putting that in, we're paying for that now, but we had expect Frontier to reimburse us for that.
Public Works Director Jason Barfneck on our show says the city has not decided whether to eat the costs of moving Frontier's lines or pursue reimbursement from the company that owns local phone service once operated by Verizon. Federal tax reform is part of a federal budget bill that has passed the U.S. House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked during his weekly visit on our show if the Senate will change the House plan to have four federal tax rates.
I think we're going to see a change before it actually moves forward. The agreement we have with the Senate and the White House, when I say we the leadership in the House and the Senate and the White House have all agreed there's going to be one tax plan moving forward. And so last week we rolled out a framework, but the framework had some areas that were not fully defined, and that way our rank and file members have a chance to put their fingerprints on tax reform so that they take ownership so that we can get it across the finish line and not have the potholes in the road that we had with health care.
Flores says one of the potential issues is a possible fifth tax rate for high-income families.
So the way the tax rates are now, there's a 0% tax rate, which used to be 10. There is a 12, which used to be 15. There's a 25, which used to be 28. And there's a 35, which used to be 39.6. And so there could wind up being something that goes where that 39.6 rate used to be for families making over some, let's say, $1 million a year or something like that. We haven't figured out what that is.
Flores says the House budget plan calls for a balanced budget in 10 years. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 75 degrees. You can text us any time of the day. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
There you go. Good morning, 838, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We have high pressure overhead with lots of warm weather, but cooler temperatures are headed towards the region. Sunshine in 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clouds night, maybe a brief shower as a cold front heads our way. 60 to 65 overnight. Clearing, breezy, and a lot cooler tomorrow. High 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear, 55 to 60. We'll have sunshine Wednesday, and it's warmer. Wednesday afternoon, the highs are up closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Time to find out what's going on at the Bush Library Museum. First, the concert sold out in pretty short order. That's kind of neat.
It was really, really fast. And and this is going to be the relief concert for Harvey and a lot of other, you know, Harvey, the hurricane in Florida, also relief for Puerto Rico. And we just found out the five living presidents are going to be there as well. But unfortunately, it is sold out.
Uh-huh.
But you can still give. You can still go to bush41.org and give to the relief efforts.
Busy time coming up. You've got a couple of programs coming up here toward the end of the month.
Couple of programs. This is our, you know, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary in College Station here. And technically in November we open, but this is October is when we're celebrating. And we have a lot of things going on. And first of all, I just want to say to everyone, on behalf of the Presidential Library, thanks for everybody's support. You know, for the last 20 years, it's been a really honor to be in this community and have so much support from everyone.
Yeah, but y'all have brought some pretty neat stuff here too. So,
yeah,
so it works
yeah.
in both directions.
Yeah. And one of the big things we're also celebrating is our 3 millionth visitor this month. So
oh, right.
that has to do a lot with everybody making, you know, not only Presidential Library, but people wanting to come to Aggieland as well. So
sure.
just wanted to throw that out there as a thank you to Aggieland.
So you've got a couple of programs coming up.
October 20th, we're having two panel discussions. One's called Sharing the Story, Researching the Bush Administration, and that's at 1 p.m. And the second one is called Unlocking the Mystery, Declassifying the Bush Administration. That's on 3 p.m. Once again, on October 20th, that's going to be at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. And those are going to be really interesting. We got a lot of great speakers going there. And once again, this is a you know, to find out a lot more about President, not only President Bush, but his administration, finding out information that maybe people didn't know about.
Sure. Well, and then, of course, Halloween before the end of the month.
Halloween, yes, that's going to be October 29th. And we are partnering with Bryan Broadcasting.
Yep.
And thanks to our sponsors like Atkins and Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very difficult if we didn't have them on board as well. And that's going to be on from 3 to 6 p.m. And there's going to be trick-or-treating, free admission to the museum, and also a photo contest as well. So we asked this year if people can come in. I think there was some confusion last year, but if people can come in when they come, try to get to the photo contest first before going out. Because when you come into the museum, you'll see a lot of the games, rides, and bounce houses. A lot of people go over there first and they come back later. The photo contest is very, very popular. So we recommend that you come in. Maybe that's the first thing you knock out, and then you can go over there. I think it'll just help relieve some of the confusion. Mm-hmm. And just also wanted to mention the Family Fest on October 21st.
Okay.
It's a little bit beforehand, very similar to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's for 20th anniversary. It's going to be free admission, bounce houses, games, carnival games, free refreshments. And that's going to be from 9:30 to 2 p.m., and the museum's going to be open up until 3:30 p.m., and that's going to be free admission as well.
So there you go. Got a couple of panel discussions. You've got the Family Fest. You've got the 3 millionth visitor, and you got Halloween. Nothing else going on, huh?
Nothing else going on. It's been difficult. But, we got a new website coming online by the end of the month.
All right.
We just had Google come in, do the whole 360 view. So it should be very interesting. So a lot of great things are happening. And not even to include the 20th anniversary exhibit and the Legacy of Ranching exhibit that's there. So, you know, we just ask, like, everybody to, you know, come on out and enjoy the outdoors. Get a little bit cooler so it's not as much. Kind of enjoy the pond out there and, you know, come see the great exhibits. And both of those exhibits are going to be on display through the beginning of January.
Okay.
So, And we've gotten great reviews on it. So there's a lot going on at the Presidential Library, and we just hope everybody can come out and have a great time.
Sure, if they want some more information.
Go to bush41.org.
All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
845, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So I found Kermit the Frog and Christopher Columbus, so you could hear. This is exactly what Christopher Columbus sounded like here.
Kermit the Frog here of Sesame Street News.
Oh.
And I was wondering if I could ask you a couple of questions. Just wondering, how is it that you intend to do that which you are planning to do here today? How are you going to discover America?
I'm going to sail across the ocean in them there three boats.
Them there three boats.
Then there are three boats.
There you go.
He sounds Italian.
He does. That's exactly what I was thinking. Is he certainly must be.
That's a spicy meatball.
So the Colorado hotel that inspired Stephen King to write The Shining,
yeah,
Red Room, might actually be haunted.
Oh yeah.
The Malzing family was looking over some photos they snapped during a recent visit to the Standard Hotel in Estes Park. That's when they noticed the figure of what appears to be a little girl standing on a staircase.
Ooh. You know, our very own FDG, Mallory Simmons, frequented there last week, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Is that right?
Yeah, she went there last week and checked it out. It's right there by Estes Park, I guess.
Is she here now? Do we know?
I think she might be,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, what's her name again? Tell me.
Mallory.
Oh, Mallory, okay.
Yeah, Mallory.
Okay, we'll talk to her about this, see if she happened to see anything unusual.
Mm-hmm.
See, it doesn't matter what we're talking about.
Nope.
Good morning, Burn Broadcasting.
Is Mallory there?
Oh, she is. Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, Scott.
The Infomaniacs.
Yeah, the Infomaniacs. Yeah.
Okay, one second.
Sure, yeah.
She's going to have us take a message.
They're like,
you know,
who's
hello?
Scott?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
You're on the radio with us.
Oh, it's my favorite time.
I know,
I love
perfect.
Being on the radio with you guys.
We're just doing a story about the Estes Park Standard Hotel and how it may in fact truly be haunted.
Oh.
And Zach tells me that you were there.
I was there. He is correct.
When was that?
I went last week. It's almost been a week. I went last Tuesday.
Well, so this is hot news then. I mean, did you
hot news.
Hot news.
How much time did you spend there at the Standard Hotel?
You know, I didn't get to spend too much time. It was probably no more than an hour. I didn't get to do the tour or anything cool like that because my little niece was with me.
Okay.
And, you have to be over five to be really scared, apparently.
Of course.
So.
Well, they said that these people were looking at pictures that they'd taken, and there was a little girl standing on a staircase. The thing is, there wasn't a little girl anywhere near when the photo was shot.
Cool.
So, it wasn't your niece, was it?
Yeah. Was it your niece in the photo?
It was actually my niece. Yeah,
yeah.
No. she pops up randomly.
Mystery solved. So everything else was okay. You didn't feel creeped out when you went in or anything?
No, I didn't feel too creeped out. I mean, I think it's just an old hotel,
sure.
So maybe people are just like, ooh, like, and because The Shining and stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah, if you
but,
want to.
I mean, I did take pictures that I haven't looked at, so maybe there's something that might pop up in those.
Have you seen the movie? Have you seen the movie The Shining?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
And so even though you, even with that, you decided you wanted to go in there and do that, huh?
Oh, okay. That's why I wanted to go in there.
Very brave of you for doing that. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Mallory.
No problem.
See you later.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Downs has a good hotel story, too.
Okay.
It's the Stanley Hotel. Not the standard.
Oh, so how would I know?
Well, they screwed it up. Yeah. I was there this summer.
We got Chip in studio today.
I don't know. Well, okay. So go ahead.
It's the Stanley Hotel. Yeah. It's been there forever. A big wooden structure. So we're sitting on the front porch. It's where you go. It's great view of the mountains, rocking chairs. Okay, so you're sitting on the Stanley. And these people are just walking in front of us, and there's just like these little bushes, like hedges, okay? And they're probably a foot and a half tall, okay?
Right.
And they're just wandering in this little garden. And my wife and I are looking at it, it's just a little garden full of bushes, okay?
Right.
Well, what they have done is they have planted the maze from The Shining,
in
front of the hotel.
Okay, I got
you. And it's just not fully grown yet. They have a little path and they have a maze in there and they have a sign, you know, and we finally asked somebody, you know, we figured out what is going on.
And that's what it was.
And eventually there's going to be like a 10-foot tall maze, and then I guess somebody will chase you with a, you know, a knife.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny. Yep. I thought Mr. Downs. Mr. Downs was here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a shame because
I know. Well, I
love
get it,
to hear the explanation to this movie.
I want to get a movie.
We have got two widely diverse opinions on this movie.
What's it cost to get in? Like $7, $8?
Look, if it's a penny, it's too much.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Chip's going straight scorched earth on this one.
Yeah.
I like the original.
It's Ben Downs.
Okay, so we're going to have this quick movie debate.
Could you explain what happened in the movie?
Yeah, sure I can.
Oh, good.
I'm coming to your studio.
Because I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
I'm not a smart man, but I'm not totally stupid. And my wife is really smart, and she always figures this stuff out. And we walk out and look at each other and go, what the hell was that?
Well, I see they got a 76 on Rotten Tomatoes.
And I don't know how.
Which is okay.
I don't know how.
Okay.
Honestly, those people understood it, I guess, and I didn't.
All right.
Chip said it was easier to figure out what Noah Mazzoni was doing.
Yeah.
This mic is on.
Tell me what happened.
What do you mean tell you what
happened? 2.5 hours.
It was on the screen. There was giant people running around from left to right and up and down. What do you mean what happened?
They weren't running. They were walking very slowly and talking, and it was really slow.
Okay, many spoilers coming. Many spoilers coming.
Fine. You're not going to spoil anything. There is nothing to be spoiled in this movie.
All right.
All right.
He's sitting
Deckard,
down.
Okay. Deckard and Rachel.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford and Sean Young.
Right.
By the way, we still don't know if Sean Young actually was in the movie or if they CGI'd her in the movie. They locked it down, but she looked
totally.
What? That was the big thing. Her eyes were green. Bang.
All right. You
saw My Little Pony or something, man. You went to a different movie.
Well, I did go to a different movie. I am not going to argue that.
Deckard and Rachel had a baby.
So?
That's the whole... She's a replicant. And that's the whole thing. When she was put together by the Tyrell Corp,
and
they
she's
decided...
She's the one standing behind the glass?
What do you mean, behind the glass? No. Rachel was from the first movie. She and Deckard went running away and ran off.
Okay, you're losing us quickly.
Yeah, we're
totally
losing
lost.
I'm not losing anything. That's a central point of the movie.
You're losing us, okay, but we... Yeah.
No, well, I'm just saying just they had awful. A baby, and that's
save,
the whole thing.
Save your money. Go see the original and thank me later.
No. It's a good movie. It's too long.
Jared, 2 hours too long.
Jared Leto does get a little chatty and talky
he's
prone to do.
The Tyrell company.
He doesn't have his headphones on.
Oh, dang it.
With Gosling getting thrown through a wall a couple of times. And Gosling, you don't even know.
That was the only action in the movie, by the way.
What do you mean? It took forever to drown that other replicant. You were there for that, right?
I guess. At the end. I don't know. Yeah. I just didn't care by then.
People are blowing up. They're shooting the...
Does this sound like a Sunday morning political show to you?
Oh, my God. Right.
When you said there was no action, I couldn't believe it. I mean, stuff blows up.
Okay, thank you. Make your choice.
See, now he's remembering this, and he's saying,
absolutely awful.
He's saying, now he's saying, my position was wrong because now I remember all of the important good parts that Mr. Downs is reminding me of.
And
he's
going, he's going, before this is over with. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Okay, they're still continuing the discussion. And I know, Chelsea, I know you so much wanted to be a part of it.
But, oh,
but we're gonna, look, the caller even gave up. The caller even, I'm just trying to save the show now.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness. Good luck.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I told you that Mr. Downs had a good hotel story, hotel story.
You have a haunted hotel story?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park and how it might actually be haunted is what they're saying now.
All I say is if you have access to Google, take a quick look at Eureka Springs, the Crescent Hotel.
Okay, going
to
take a quick...
haunted hotel in America.
Really? Hello?
Have you been there?
Now, I was going to say, y'all did tell Mr. Downs and Chip Howard, hey, guys, y'all need a spoiler alert. You're giving away the movie. Hell, just tell us how it ends, why don't you?
If you don't mind, at the very start of this, I said major spoilers coming. If you haven't heard it, if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to this.
Most haunted hotel.
I didn't even have an option.
Yeah, no. Good point.
Oh, we all have choices.
Most haunted hotel.
No, I'm not going to tell my story to the population, but Lily doesn't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
She never will. I don't know. It's a thing for her. And to this day, I say, okay, smarty pants, you want to go stay at the Crescent Hotel another time? No.
Okay.
We'll stay at the Holiday Inn in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, before we stay at the Crescent Hotel again. It was unexplainably spooky.
Ooh.
Hello.
That's the problem.
Hey, I got a question for Mr. Downs. Y'all were talking earlier about the ESPN and all their issues with politics and all that.
Right.
And how would Mr. Downs handle if one of his infomaniacs tweeted to boycott advertisers?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
If it were Scott, I'd walk in there and I'd just slap him. And if it were Chelsea, I'd walk over, get a ladder, and then slap her.
So apparently Jameel Hill is tweeting that that advertisers should boycott the Cowboys and other teams that are not allowed to kneel.
See, now look at you're putting the employer into that situation where that person should clearly be in some way put on leave with or without pay.
There are a lot more people who want to be radio stars than want to play can play professional football.
Yeah.
It's a little harder to. It's a let's say you wanted a clean house.
Yep.
You can't do.
Yeah,
that.
You can't do that with a football team.
Well, and Jameel Hill said, "Well, now what if the players they can't do it? Now they're going to get called out by people in the community." And she's one of those people
because she called
She called Dez Bryant out because he wouldn't answer a question about it.
Oh.
He just wanted to talk football.
Boy, the level of self-importance
has gotten to a whole
new high, hasn't it?
That I guess that really is what bothers me, because I don't think most of these people who are making an issue out of it have really given what we would call critical thought to what this means and what this is. I don't know.
Critical thought.
It could just be. It could just be me. I just feel the sense of peer influence.
Okay,
there, you know.
We're talking about it. I guess they feel like they've done their
job.
Yeah,
I guess so. Right,
I'll talk Blade Runner again if you like.
No, it's okay. Thanks.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first-class, first-in-class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to ProgressiveCommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Have you ever been frustrated with life? Maybe it's your job, or a football season, or a big decision you don't have an answer to. Winston Churchill says success is not final, failure is not fatal, but instead it is the courage to continue that counts. Isn't that what Jesus did? Standing with courage in an imperfect world? I'm Preston Greenwald, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. If you're looking for people to stand with and have courage in this life, come and join us this Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock at A&M United Methodist Church.
About a minute, Till. You don't even know the McLaughlin Group, do you, Chelsea?
Nope.
Okay. McLaughlin Group was a political discussion show that would come on PBS on Friday nights.
Oh, yeah, I missed it.
Okay,
dang
yeah.
It. Friday nights, PBS.
So many reasons, right. And he would have...
Can't imagine why I never saw it.
He would have two people on one side, two people on the other, and he would sit in the middle, and they would just talk all over each other until he would just interrupt them and end the discussion.
Ah, gotcha.
So that's basically what we had with those two in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that was fun.
Someone has to be the adult, and you're the adult in this case,
yeah,
Scott.
This time. Yeah. Okay, the only major building in Tokyo that Godzilla never destroyed in a movie was the Imperial Palace.
Really?
Out of respect to the Emperor.
Oh, okay.
Canada has more lakes than the rest of the world combined.
I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, wow. I didn't either.
Oh
but
my gosh.
I knew they had a lot of timber. The average person sleeps 6 hours, 31 minutes. On weekdays, and 7 hours and 22 minutes on the weekend.
Person,
yeah, not us.
No,
not us.
Nope.
All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.